When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, boom, boom,
boom. Look at Justin McFerrin.
I know. I mean, that's "Don't Worry, Be Happy" is all. That's what we need right now.
I mean, no shit.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, we're ready to start.
Yeah, I'm ready to start.
Okay, all right. We'll start in 5, 4, 3. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And you're listening to the podcast where comedians drink beer, talk about wild, crazy stuff. Today we're talking about MK Ultra, Monarchs, Project Monarch, and the mystery of Anne Heche's death.
Oh, shit.
It's a great one. Really interesting stuff. We will, to our patrons, thank you so much for supporting us. We will be at the Mind Under Matter podcast this up and coming weekend. Very excited for that.
Yeah.
We will be performing Saturday night at 5:00. I think there's day passes still available if you want to come check us out.
Yeah.
And not only will you check us out, our guest today here in the studio will be joining us for the Mind Under Matter live show. You guys love him. Welcome back to the show, Mike Mello.
Hey, guys.
What up?
What's up?
What's new with you since we last had you on the pod? You've been featuring for some big ass names in the comedy world.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't remember any of them.
Wait, you worked with DH? Didn't you feature for DH when he was in Raleigh? Or no, who was it?
DH.
DH, who?
DL.
Oh, DL.
No, I haven't featured for him. Well, years ago.
Years ago.
Sure.
But, there was someone big at the improv you featured for recently.
Damon Wayans.
Damon, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Damon Wayans.
I feel like
that's DW. D-dubs.
Boy, I feel real white right now.
No, that's fine. That's fine. They're a few shades different.
They are different. Both funny.
But no, Damon Wayans was the...
Yeah, Damon Wayans. That's why.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about DL earlier.
DL,
sorry.
Amazing weekend.
Cool.
Amazing weekend. Super nice dude.
Yeah.
Took time out to talk to me and Shoddy Diaz.
Shoddy. Our friend Shoddy Diaz.
But yeah, class act.
Well, that's cool, man. Do you know who Anne Heche is?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, good. Because
that's the crazy white lady that drove through people's houses.
Yeah, no, yeah. She drove through.
No, she was through almost through the back.
She drew. Yeah, it's crazy how fast she was going.
Yeah.
Well, to get to this story, we need to just cover quickly because the story has reignited an old conspiracy that is rooted in what's called MK Ultra, which I don't know. MK Ultra has been a little bit in like mainstream media, I guess, in the last several years.
Not ML Ultra.
No, not ML. not Mick Ultra.
Like
Mick Ultra. It's water beer.
To give a brief synopsis, I know most of our listeners are familiar with it. MK Ultra was a CIA-run program in the 1950s and 60s by a man named Sidney Gottlieb. And his goal, the goal of the program, was to figure out how to control the mind of humans, essentially render them into programmable robots. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever saw The Manchurian Candidate, either version, that novel was based upon the MK Ultra experiments. Now, to be fair... they were horrific experiments. They were not all done in the United States, although those are the most famous. They had bases all over the world where they were basically experimenting with non-complicit human beings and testing them. Mm. The gist of what Gottlieb discovered and published was that to control the human mind, there was a two-step process. The first process was you just destroyed the mind and then you replaced it with the mind that you could control, usually through bombarding it with subliminal messages in film.
So right. Like in the 50s with Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or 40s, 50s.
But the, 50s, but it was the 50s with LSD. They found that LSD was the best drug for that second phase. So they would break your mind down, mm-hmm. pump you full of LSD, and they would show you the Wizard of Oz on loop for like
brutal
weeks. And inside it, they had hidden all these messages so that like, you know.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Thank God the Wiz wasn't out.
Oh, yeah. You just have to watch that once. So you're like, I'm fucking straight.
These flying monkeys on these motorcycles got me tripping, dog.
He's on down the road.
Way more rhythm. These white people can dance now.
Yeah, the CIA abducted me and I came out of dancing.
Man, the best white dude in the Soul Train line is Shane Smith.
Man. I'm pretty good.
Man, there used to be an open mic comic here in Raleigh who went by the name Pro Me, and he wore like he was African American, yes. But he wore like this like mime face.
Yeah,
oh, the Joker dude,
the
Joker,
clown guy,
yeah, and he looked just like those guys from from The Wiz, and like he did my mic one time, and I was like, man, that guy scared me in The Wiz too, and. Nobody got the joke.
I bet not.
And I was like,
nobody watched The Wiz.
Nobody
white.
Nobody
I just thought it was cheese.
I watched The Wiz, man.
Diana Ross, right?
They showed The Wiz at Alamo down the street a few years ago. I went and watched it.
Michael Jackson with the Reese's Cup nose. Yeah. Nobody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
They should show Roots and then The Wiz right after. To make, you know, like, because after you showed Roots when I was growing up, like, white people really. Like,
we're on edge.
Timid.
Yeah, yeah.
And walking on eggshells. Yeah. But if you show The Wiz right after it, they'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, that's cool.
He's on down the road. That's right. We like that.
That's right. Yeah, it's a palate cleanser. It's like
you know, it's like taking a Colt 45 and then washing it down with Alizé. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you know
exactly.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one side note, which I also find interesting, is that some of the most popular counterculture figures of the 60s were MK Ultra. They got hooked on LSD, like Ken Kesey. Ken Kesey is a very famous writer, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lyricist for The Grateful Dead, Allen Ginsberg, the beat poet.
Oh, yeah.
They were all MK Ultra guys.
Crazy.
And there's been lots of like speculation on people like Charles Manson. A lot of people think that Charles Manson was a MK Ultra test subject based upon the fact that like he seemed, you know, the CIA wanted to start a race war and his whole objective was to start a race war. And he was like, he was getting arrested on stuff that really should have sent him back into prison, but he somehow was protected from the utmost on high. And then he was in San Francisco in one of the MK Ultra like homes. They like removed all of their patients and left him in there. So the idea is that like the CIA could create these sort of drones, human drones, to do what they needed to do, and then they could disavow and be like, "We know what you're talking about." Now,
yeah, this dude just crazy.
Yeah,
Gottlieb,
he carved a swastika in his forehead. He's just nuts.
yeah. Right before his parole hearing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Right. So Manson was in prison and then he had his first, he was up for parole and he shows up and he's got a swash. He carved a swastika in his forehead. Yeah. And it's like,
he used to be an X, but then he just added the little arms.
His lawyer had to be super pissed when he showed up.
And he's like, I told you to wear a tie.
Yeah. He's like, I did.
Yeah.
I wore two ties so people wouldn't notice the swastika on my forehead. Like, that's weird. What a crazy man. He's wearing two ties.
Gottlieb eventually left the project, allegedly said that mind control was not possible. There's a lot of people think that that's not true. He just sort of finished the project because.
And then distanced himself.
Yeah. Because then he went on to like create some of the most deadly poisons ever known to man for the CIA.
Oh, crazy.
Like, if you fail at a project of that scope and budget, you don't usually get a promotion after that to head up the entire division of that. And the CIA has, like, there are countless victims out there from other countries who have asked, for starters, from an apology from the CIA never gotten one. The CIA acknowledges the program existed, but they have never admitted any wrongdoing. So, which makes people think, well, yeah, you're not going to admit that because you're still using it, is right. the theory, yeah. at least. Okay.
Makes sense.
I agree.
So,
same page. Mellow it up.
This brings us, this incidentally brings us to the death of Anne Heche. Now, you know, let's pause for a minute and talk about her, because she has an interesting story outside of her very tragic death.
Yeah.
Because, I went back and read all this, and I was shocked by this. But what most people know her from is in 1998, she and Ellen DeGeneres came out as a lesbian couple publicly. Mm-hmm. I did not remember or recall.
I remember that.
Well, I remember them coming out. I did not remember there was backlash.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
there was backlash even from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she had just released a movie called Volcano, and her and Ellen were told not to come together to the premiere, mm-hmm. but they showed up, and they were ushered out of the studio before the movie even started.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Before. I was like, wow. I didn't know Hollywood was still that crazy in 98.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it feels like Hollywood already, to me, Hollywood knows everything.
Right.
But they're like, yo, don't, because once you do that, we all got to come out type shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I would think.
Right, like, right.
Y'all are putting this shit out in the open.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I ain't trying to let everybody know we eat vagina.
Yeah, it's called the down low for a reason.
I know. And I guess producers who put up millions are like,
it's a money thing.
Yeah, don't do anything that, you know.
Yeah, because
you're messing up my money, yo.
Yeah, because you don't want to jeopardize those middle America people that are like, I got to go see the volcano, but wait, it's got lesbians in it. Yeah. I
Kramer.
Won't watch. Yeah.
Kramer.
Like, remember when he did that apology?
Yeah.
Seinfeld was right there. You know why he did the apology? Right before the release of the DVDs.
Oh, right.
That's right.
And that thing was the biggest show.
Sure.
So when it comes to money, yo, chill.
Yeah,
that's how I see it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because
no one really cares.
Right.
No,
right.
Just don't fuck with my money. Yeah,
just cares about.
I mean, look at Johnny Depp. I mean, like, he was sort of stricken from the the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, for sure.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, okay, that makes more sense now. It blew me away when I read it today.
So we're done here.
Yeah, we're done. No.
Well, that reminds me, real quick, that reminds me of the fact that I think the first show I was on, we talked about Michael Jackson, Real Parents.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. When Diana Ross got pregnant at a young age back then, they just moved him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know, they don't want this star to be like, oh, that's an unwed mother.
Right.
And they did that even for people that weren't celebrities. Like, if you got pregnant as out of wedlock as a young person, they'd be like, exactly.
Reputation, but also that reputation, where was that money going for that?
Right.
You know, we don't know that part either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
money. Ooh, that should
I
be.
Get it. I also don't like it. I don't like it in the sense that, like, if someone says in 1998, we don't care that you're gay. We care that other people care, and then they may not see the movie, or we might just end up on the wrong side of a protest. And well, it's like, well, yeah, you're going to continue to have that problem until you just don't deal with it.
Yeah,
that's right. It. Like, it's just like,
but see, it's how they deal with it. They have to be in control of how they deal with it.
Right.
Man, well, I'm shocking myself. I might get killed. Yeah.
No, you're on to something here, which we're going to get to, and it relates to control and MK Ultra. But, you know, Anne Heche, prior to coming out with Ellen, she'd kind of had her big breakthrough in was it Donnie Brasco?
Donnie Brasco. Yeah.
Which, that was our guy. That was Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Johnny's the man.
That was her breakthrough. She had a part in Wag the Dog. Mm-hmm. Her career really fell off after that. She says, I stopped getting calls for leading roles when I came out as a
How husband. Was she in Volcano? Maybe it's just her acting was bad.
Wasn't Joe versus the Volcano?
No, no.
That movie's great.
It's a completely different movie.
I never saw it.
I didn't see it. Was Volcano the same one? Like, wasn't there two studios? Wasn't that one that was like a volcano, and then another studio had another movie about a volcano, but they called it something different? Remember in the 90s, there was a stretch where they had two space movies at the same time, two disaster movies, and they're all just slight, like the B movie and Bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was a thing they did for a while. I wonder if it was one of those. I mean,
Well,
they did that music too, if you notice. Like you hear what? One artist come out and then another artist come out, like Snow.
Oh.
There's at least three Snows, right?
Yeah.
Even though the other two we don't know the names of, but there's at least three Snows.
But we do know Informer. That song. And that Snow.
I thought it was a farmer.
Oh, yeah.
Who the Another fuck? Conspiracy show.
That's right.
Informers. I'm like, are they banging the farmers?
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're in them.
In them.
Do you know what happened when Ellen and... When Ellen and Hesh split up, do you know that story?
No.
That was the beginning of our MK Ultra story because she had a major malfunction.
Breakdown?
What happened is this, is they broke up. She got into her Toyota SUV wearing her shorts and a bra. And she drove out of LA to some canyon nearby, got out and just started hiked to a complete stranger's house, knocked on the door.
This is recently.
This is in 2001.
Oh, this is when they broke Ellen up. Oh, okay. Broke up. This sounded like the story of what happened recently too.
She shows up. The woman's like, aren't you Ann? Like, she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I love you. She's like, I love you too. She comes in. The woman's like, she drank an insane amount of water. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh, can I take a shower? Takes a shower, comes out. It's like, you want to watch a movie?
That's
and weird. Like the woman eventually is like, okay. Like
the woman's like, you weren't that good in Volcano.
I saw Volcano.
What was that like?
But didn't she say she acted completely normal other than those odd requests?
Yeah. Like, other than that, like this woman's like. Like, because they were like, did she seem intoxicated on drugs?
Did she seem hazy?
No. She did call the sheriff, and the sheriff, they showed up, and she was just like,
no.
But that led to this, like, kind of snap in her mind. She eventually marries and has a child and finally gathers some mental stability around her in her life. And that leads to her publishing her 2001 memoir called Call Me Crazy.
Oh, okay.
And she details in this memoir horrific abuse by her father that lasted for a long time. Her father eventually died.
Good.
When he was 45 years old. Her brother, weeks later, died in a car crash that she believed was not suspicious to say the least, although it was ruled.
Sorry, man. He was so quick to say, fuck that dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Abuse anybody? Fuck off.
Allegedly, there are people that think she made it all up. But, and she also said that she had an alter ego named Celestia, she believed spoke a different language, had special abilities, and that she learned all of this from God. Celestia learned her language and her abilities from God.
Oh, so the title of her book was not a facetious thing. It was like, no, you can call me this because these are things I believe I'm actually a celestial being.
It was then the people who read the book who said, that description sounds exactly like other monarchs who crack at some point. And describe their alternate selves. Remember what MK Ultra did? Is MK Ultra just broke and blasted your mind down and then built it back up. And then it would communicate to you and tell you what to do and teach you and all this stuff. That's the godlike voice that many people who went through MK Ultra talk about. They often had alternate names for this persona. They often had attributed special abilities, the ability to speak other languages and do others. They had an entire separate memory bank that was attached to their alter ego.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing about this is that people said she's almost assuredly one of the monarchs. And what I mean by that is there was a spinoff of MKUltra called Project Monarch.
Okay. No, oh, he's dying. They're poisoning him.
This shit real.
Yeah. Oh shit. Oh man.
I don't know if I'm supposed to announce this beer I'm drinking, but I'm not drinking it no more.
Yeah, no way.
So the Project Monarch was basically MK Ultra, but targeted at Hollywood stars, primarily attractive Hollywood women.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Well, Mello was on the board of directors.
Look at all these pretty folk.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep. I shall continue to look at them.
I'm like, I want some. It's like, no.
No.
The idea behind it, though, is pretty interesting, is that Hollywood took from MKUltra this methodology for essentially hollowing out women and then using a handler who essentially programmed them to do exactly what they needed. Hmm. And the most brutal abuses of this are from Disney and Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, we had an episode about that one creepo guy. What's his name?
Right.
That was like, didn't he rape Jamie Lynn Spears and make her have a baby?
I think. There's a crazy dude who was doing awful shit, but he's not. He's one of a like. Amanda Burns, do you remember Amanda
Bynes?
Bynes?
Yeah,
Bynes, Amanda Bynes.
She went cray cray.
Yeah, she went.
She was like twerking on that treadmill and stuff, and then she was like all over Twitter, and she.
I think the final thing was like, oh, I was bipolar and wasn't diagnosed.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. But what people said is her breakdown is very similar to other suspected kittens. Kittens are the same thing as monarchs who went through this. Program. Britney Spears, another one where they said Britney Spears had a handler. Mm-hmm. She had this alter ego. She followed directions to a T. And then eventually when it broke down, much like it did with Anne Hesh, like some life event happens that triggers things and you're unable to sustain sort of like the dual life that you're living and the code cracks.
So is it like their true self comes out in the middle of this and it counteracts with what's going on, and that's why they.
Yeah, you know what I think it's like. Do you know?
It's like the real person comes out and is like, "Why am I like this?" And then
I think that's right. But I was gonna say, you know, like that scene in the Bourne series, like where like Bourne, like he goes to point the gun at the kid, the guy, and the kid's there, and like somehow like this thing just cracks. Mm-hmm. It's like that, where it's like
almost like I'm a human. Yes. I have feelings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That's right. That's what I think it is. Is it's like this moment. It seems like in reading about these people, it often has to do with them having children or something or
interesting.
Some life thing, like something like breaking up with Ellen just sort of cracked it. And then she couldn't sustain this thing anymore.
But I think Ellen's evil.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. How many people have had this happen that broke up with Ellen?
Well,
is Ellen the ringleader?
But here's the thing about Project Monarch, which is interesting, is that what Monarch did is they took MKUltra's methodology and they said the quickest way to hollow someone out, to blast their psyche into nothingness, is through abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And so Anne Hesh, who was abused allegedly by her father for decades, right? Like all you need is a handler who sort of perpetuates that abuse. And then fills them with this sense of like.
So he laid love. The groundwork.
He
so
laid they, the groundwork,
they
actually, right?
Like, probably look for people like this because it's
exactly less what they did. Work for right.
Oh yeah, that
so
makes
they,
sense.
So
yeah.
They look for people, and I mean, was Ellen? God, don't sue me, Ellen. Oh yeah, sue me. This pod will go viral.
yeah, we need more listeners. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Ellen is. I mean, is
you sue me, I mean, you get like. 85 cents.
Yeah. Get on the class action lawsuit. Has Ellen wronged you in some way? Join the class action lawsuit.
I got mesothelioma in this. Yeah. So.
I got degenerous.
I got the Ellen degenerate syndrome in my little toe.
Well, yeah, she has been rumored to be an abusive person. So if they were, if it all
are
sort
we
of
to say the C word on this.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
Yeah.
She's cocky.
She's cocky.
Oh, she's cockney?
She's a cockney.
She's British? Yeah, fuck her. Her British-ass accent.
Screw you.
Yeah, screw you.
Screw you.
Ellen Hayes, screw you.
Screw you.
That's right. Volcano was a trash movie. It was a shite movie.
Shite. Shite. That's all I got.
Two Brits staying with me right now, so I'm picking up some language.
Let me clarify what the Monarch program was before I tell you why people think that Anne Heche died.
Sure.
Is that Project Monarch, there's two parts to it. There is the abuse part. You have an abuser or a systematic abuse, either it started at some point. There's a person who perpetuates it. The only way to sort of make yourself feel better is by pleasing your handler.
Oh, and right.
So all these people have a handler who, you know, and I guess into some degree, part of this makes sense. It especially makes sense in terms of Nickelodeon and Walt Disney, is because if you imagine like a 16 to 18 year old pop star,
yeah,
like think about any of those young pop stars that we think about.
I don't think about them.
But. It could also be like a child. TV star, sorry, you know, sorry. Like a
hey, baby star.
Sorry, I bet somebody
he's starting it. Already. He's starting already. Yeah,
that's right. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
This, no, those, I, like, I those, like, I feel like sometimes those studios invest so much time and money that they always do get like a handler.
Yeah, they have to because then, they run their lives and they don't know their schedule. Like, I think it's not just people that are in that section of the world, but if you look at very successful business people. They'll say, I don't know what's on the docket for today. I just get told where to go and I show up and I sign off on things. And I'm,
yeah.
The president has a handler,
manager,
yeah,
agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much those people are worth to the studios that quote unquote own them. It's a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, it's like a sports agent, Jerry Maguire.
But also, like, you think about how big of thing Disney is.
Oh, yeah. They just got a plus as a, now. Yeah. Right.
As a whole. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they be tapped into some shit?
Oh, yeah.
To where it's like, hey, because everything's mind controlled, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
And what way, better way is to get them at a younger age?
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids are like, oh, my God, Britney Spears, whatever. But these kids come from a broken home.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right.
No matter how famous they are, they still come from shit.
Yeah, I think most people do, but they sell it as this thing, which is just sad.
Absolutely, you know?
Who's that guy that just got banned from all platforms?
Mike Mello?
Oh, the fighter,
whatever his name.
Real rich fighter.
Real rich guy, but he talks about like just beating up women and shit like that.
Yeah, what is that guy? Tate.
He just got banned off stuff and all his stuff was being pushed to kids on TikTok and. Someone was like, oh, should he be banned from platforms? And I'm like, hell yeah, he should.
What was he? I don't know this one.
Oh, he's like an MMA guy.
Real like, fuck bitches. You got to fucking slap him upside the face sometimes.
And like, I commented on this YouTube post. So I'm like, yeah, anybody that speaks violence against women should be deplatformed. And this guy went at me saying like, oh, you don't know anything about his videos and stuff. I was like, who cares? That shit's still going to kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's doing a bit. And
you gotta
put
it in context.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, there's no context.
I get that, but also I get what he's saying, but also your parents should totally handle that shit.
Yes.
Before it even gets to like, you're showing kids, what are your parents letting you do?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But no one wants it. That's a whole nother.
It is. But the point of that is like,
when you go back and look at
they can deplatform
any of these people we're talking about, from Britney Spears to Anne Heche to
Andrew Tate, who they think is a agent. That's what this guy said in his comment. Same thing.
That they all have a traumatic childhood. I mean, that's the root of all these kittens in Project Monarch. Now, after Anne Heche got some clarity and stability in her life, people believe that very much like Stanley Kubrick. Mm. So Stanley Kubrick was on the inside of the inside of the Illuminati and was using his movies to subtly leak information about them till he got to Eyes Wide Shut, which was basically a tell-all. And they were like, dude, just fucking kill the guy. Like, we're tired of this shit.
Yeah.
They think that was what happened with Anne Heche, is that she was subtly in her movie choices and her life signaling things to people that indicated what was really going on, which is that there is a ring in Hollywood of these kittens that are controlled by their handlers and are used for sexual trafficking as Hollywood stars. This is this whole sort of Project Monarch, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the theory. Here's some of the things in her life.
Okay.
Call Me Crazy, her book. The cover of her book is her turned sideways with her single eye looking out from the cover of the book.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you guys know, the omniscient eye, which you see on the dollar bill, is a classic New World Order or Illuminati symbol, right? She has a back tattoo. One guess what the tattoo is.
It's an eye.
No. Oh, I bet it says live, laugh, love.
Now, where is it at?
It's on her lower back.
Oh, lower, oh, so tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp, yeah. Abandon all hope. No, that's a good one.
Certified fresh?
No, it's a monarch butterfly.
No kidding.
All right. So she's got a monarch butterfly here. Now, she released a film which got a lot of rewatches during the pandemic called Toxic Skies. You ever seen
it? No, I've never heard of it.
Toxic Skies is about a doctor who Hesh plays, who works for the Global Health Organization, which is clearly the WHO.
Sure.
During a pandemic outbreak. And as the government puts the entire city of Seattle under quarantine, even using like force to prevent people from leaving the city, she discovers that the pandemic, the cause of this illness, is from an epidemic that is carried through chemtrails that the government is dropping on the city.
Yeah, okay.
Which that has been...
Free hallucinogens.
Yeah.
I mean,
guess who experimented with using chemtrails or using rain, because chemtrails just put the chemicals in the air.
MKUltra?
Sidney Gottlieb, after he left MKUltra, experimented with the distribution of drugs through rain clouds.
Do you think that maybe he was just, he just had a bunch of stuff in his basement? He's like, I can take this to the hazardous waste place, or I can just throw it out of this plane.
Or did he have a t-shirt gun and it's just like, boom.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, what is that?
I think.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, Mello, we talked about this in an old episode, is that the U.S. government has experimented numerous times with non-lethal chemical warfare. Mm-hmm. So they would create bombs, basically, that wouldn't kill you, but they would do other stuff to you. Mm-hmm. And
the gay bomb.
The gay bomb's the best one.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it was
it's
a bomb.
Amazing.
Yeah, they would drop a bomb on advancing troops that would send their sex drives through the roof, so they would just have uncontrollable gay sex and couldn't fight anymore.
This is something.
Oh my God, I'm ready to shoot him, but look at that barrel.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I bet you can't take this barrel down the throat. You better stop playing with me, Thomas. We in this foxhole. You're in my foxhole right now.
I think we just unlocked something in Mello. Did they do this to you?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Are you a monarch?
I don't know, but I do have uncontrollable lisp.
Yeah.
Stop playing. I'm sorry. Stop playing.
Yeah, they had a legit fart bomb. Like, I know that's a joke, but like they tested a bomb that just smelled so
Jesus.
What was another
incoming
one?
Hot.
Yeah.
But I think that the delivery system for non-lethal medicine is clearly chemtrails could be used for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Yeah.
And well, Gottlieb was testing it, I mean, as a possible delivery system. So people think, one, this is all about the government, right? She's got an inside track on the Illuminati who planned the pandemic, and she's got an inside track on all this MKUltra stuff and Toxic Skies, which is basically like, yeah, let me give you guys a little pearl.
Was she a producer though, or was she just an actor? Because I've had to act in things in my life, and I tell you what, I have zero control. About what they have you say.
She did do some directing, and I know that for her Lifetime movie that she was in production when she died most recently, that she did have a role in crafting the script for that.
Okay.
So, question.
Yeah.
What has Ellen said anything about any of this?
You know what? I
has anyone heard anything from her?
No, and I looked... I didn't look specifically for that, but I looked a lot of things about her death. Not one thing about Ellen.
See, Ellen's one we got to watch out for.
Yep.
Her Lifetime movie that is still going to be released is about a young Hollywood star who's being sex trafficked and is taken to a hotel by her handler and held captive there.
For someone that's been abused, why would you want to? Maybe she's a whistleblower, but maybe
that's
the only reason why. Because otherwise, you're like, why do I keep starring in these things that remind me of my shit childhood?
But also, I'm going out on a limb here. But maybe she's like, oh, this is the only way I can get the story out to those who pay attention.
Right.
Who's got that third eye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, y'all, I'm getting, you know, y'all check this.
Yeah. You know. But it's weird that, like, Corey Feldman has been trying to blow the whistle on Hollywood for years and no one gives a shit. But what?
Because he wasn't a good actor. I think he was a good actor. They were like, yo, we got to pay attention.
Maybe.
One of the criticisms I read of this whole conspiracy theory is that it's all geared towards women. Like, people think, and they were just naming all the women that people think are part of this program. They said that, like, it's funny that they never mention men. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know that that's true. They never do. I just think it's maybe
it's less controlled. It's controlled more the fact that, oh, this came out and it's quickly shut down.
I think that's probably part of it. I just think that for whatever reason, we live in a culture where sexual abuse of men is
not taken seriously.
It's not, doesn't resonate, right?
No, yeah, it's like, whatever, y'all do the abusing, why would you be abused?
Right, why, right. Yeah. So what's Terry, what's his name, Terry?
Sherry O'Terry?
No,
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews
came out
and abused, as someone who was abused for, you know, and then sexually harassed.
He was getting dogged
about it. Right.
Crazy.
But also, like, he's 7'8" and 400 pounds of muscle, so... Yeah. I think a lot of people are looking at that as in, you could have just thumped a dude in the head.
Yeah. But that kind of just proves the fact that it's psychological. It's not. Exactly. Like, it has nothing to do with your stature.
Right. Yeah.
So, 100%. Yeah. So all of that is the backdrop to her mysterious death. Is that, again, the trajectory is she was part of this kitten program. Ellen and her break up. She has this meltdown. She's like, I got to get help. She gets help. She writes her tell-all. And then she's sort of like, I can't come out and say this is what's going on because no one will believe me, but I can just sort of leave a trail of breadcrumbs in all my movies and things. Okay. And then she died. Now, here is what supposedly happened. At some point, she just kind of gets in her car and starts driving at huge speeds. At some point, there's video of her stopped in like a parking garage and a guy telling her to get out of the car. Then there's a Ring camera that shows her like ripping through a neighborhood. Then she runs into a house and literally almost drives completely through the house.
Yeah, no brakes, just straight.
She's taken to the hospital and then
she popped up, right?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
She tried to get off the stretcher. She goes to the hospital. About 6 days later, she dies. I can't remember if it's 6 nights or 6 days.
Yeah,
well, it's crazy because she also has a movie called like 6 Days, 6 Nights. And people are like, oh, this, they're not even fucking trying now.
Crazy.
Okay. Now, here's what people say is odd. According to the coroner and people, that she was drugged out of her mind.
Yeah.
However, the last person to spend any time with her was a hairstylist at 10:30 in the morning, just before this incident occurred. According to him, she was lucid. She showed no signs of intoxication. She didn't appear to be on any drugs. And they're like, is there anything weird? He's like, the only weird thing is that she insisted on buying a bright red wig. And I was like, the wig isn't cut yet. It's just the hair. I haven't trimmed it, cut it. She's like, no, I want to have it. She was wearing the wig in the car. Now, there's video of her after that. She stopped in this parking area. And this guy is like, get out of the car. Get out of the car. And she speeds off and avoids this guy. And people are like, that guy wants her out of the car. She's afraid that guy is after her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and why does the guy want her out of the car?
Right. Why would he want her out of the car? So now, The official story is that, like, she was speeding. He got her to stop, and he wanted her to stop, get out of the car, and stop driving. Which I'm sort of like,
it's just a parking deck. How fast?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I just flip speeders off when they go through my neighborhood. I don't like stop and say, "Hey, buddy, get out of that car." But
again, the alternate theory is she bought a red wig. She put the wig on, trying to hide mm-hmm. out. She's like, somebody is chasing me. I've got to run. Like, I'm in trouble. So.
I feel like a brown wig would have been better. Like red, you're still going to be like.
Still sticking
that's
out.
That's sticking
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then to Mello's point, there's a video of this too. Like when they put on that stretcher, she is like sitting up.
She popped up.
Trying to like get off the stretcher and they push her back down.
And it was
down.
Like zipped. The bag was like zipped up over her. Which I know they often do for like burn victims to keep them from hurting
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, but she popped right the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
she was fighting it. Looked like right before they put her in.
Yeah, she was like, I'm trying to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, 6 days later, she was pronounced dead from thermal injuries. I think this is probably the part that is most confusing me. The LAPD refused to investigate any further. They declared it death. No
weird.
No investigation.
I mean, how good is LAPD anyway? I mean, come on. We got good, so much bad shit from them.
I know, right?
Yeah.
My man, you shoot that kitten? I mean, kitten shot itself, dog. Yeah. But we ain't going to even talk
about it. Ice Cube wrote songs about how bad they were. If you're writing songs about the police force, they're not doing a great job.
I mean, the one good day, they didn't fuck with them.
He's like, oh, no one's talking.
Today's a good day.
Didn't even get pulled over by the LAPD.
Right?
Yeah. When I read all this, it reminded me of two things. One is personal. One's an interview with Randy Quaid where he talked about what is called, he called star whackers.
Oh. Isn't he doing another one that
he's another one? He's,
he's
another
straight
one that,
off the rails.
He's off the rails, but he said there are people. There's a group of people that when you buck the system, they send these people out after you to not necessarily kill you, but to ruin your life.
It's like Scientologists.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, very, very much.
What
like
are those? The Squirrel Busters? Is that what they call them? Something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. They have like a dumb name. For the people.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Oh,
for Scientology. Scientology.
Yeah. The Scientology
squirrel
people.
Squirrel like, busters?
Yeah. I think it's squirrel busters.
When I did the research.
That's my nuts
Yeah, right. Did it speak out against Scientology?
It did. It's like, you know what? Scientology ain't real. And they're like, squirrel busters, get a nut.
Yeah.
They just took it.
When I was doing the research for this, I ended up in the Scientology wormhole, and I was reading about, I forget the name of that operation they had, where they infiltrated like
everything you do.
No, they sent out like hundreds and hundreds of spies to infiltrate every.
They would rent a house in front of your house.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then have cameras pointing at you.
And I was like, I really want to do this, but I also don't want to lose my family. I'm like, these people are crazy.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
They get paid to do it. So it's like, you can't compete with that.
The other.
I mean, you're so glib.
Yeah.
The other thing that I heard once that's always haunted me, and I've told a few people this, but this is the first time I've ever spoken about it publicly, is I was at a party in my neighborhood years ago. And it was like, it was one of these like service. There's a woman that my wife worked with at the time. They worked at a restaurant. So it was a big service industry party. A lot of party, a lot of drugs, a lot of beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy there that was just stoned out of his mind, just zombied out of his mind. He showed up with two other guys and, you know, whatever. So I like everyone was outside because the party had moved out. It was like New Year's or some shit. Okay. I kind of went inside and used the bathroom. And those two dudes, not the guy that was zombied, came in and they started talking in the kitchen as I came out of the bathroom and I heard them. And the guy said, "Do you have them on this?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's the shit. You get them hooked on that. And that money will just keep coming. It'll just keep coming."
Crazy.
And I was like.
And he wasn't talking like a Roth IRA. It was like drugs.
No, it was definitely talking about that this guy. I mean, he referred to him as, "That's your cash cow, man."
Crazy.
And like, because this dude was so zombie stoned that we were all like, "Is that dude all right?"
Weird.
And like the idea that like these guys were talking about how to keep this guy in this zombie like state always sat with me. And then I read this and I'm like, if you've got a Hollywood star who you think is going to bring hundreds of millions of dollars to the studio.
Yeah.
Then you assign them a handler and you're like, he's great at it. You keep just the right cocktail of fame and drugs and whatever friends.
Whatever it is that person is addicted.
Right.
Yeah,
you give them, you are managing that person. They to all its extents and purposes, they are a robot that you control. Right. Mm-hmm. And whether that's part of some mind control experiment from the CIA, that part I believe.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
That part I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if that means where you're like, we want producer X to invest money in this movie and he has the hots for this 19-year-old up-and-coming star, well, you're going to go to dinner with him.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck
him. That's how it works, yeah.
And like that shit, I genuinely believe that shit happens.
Oh, it's proven. Yeah. It definitely happens. Yeah.
Well, I also think like, you know how, you know, we just living in this country doing whatever we do. Of course, the government, they got shit going on, of course. Mm-hmm. But the point is, every year or every election in any other country, this country examines that person and can figure out that person, their weaknesses.
Right.
So just think about that. That's simple. That's just on the outside looking in.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you got that, and then you add a little bit of sprinkle of you salt bay some shit in somebody's drink.
Yeah.
But once you know that person's personality, what their likes are, dislikes, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you sprinkle that, you salt bay some shit in their drink. You got them. It's easy.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yes.
Former presidents, not going to say any names.
Right.
But are very easy to check out psychologically because they're out there.
Yeah.
It's very easy. So once you learn these certain things, this person loves to be showered with compliments.
Right.
Or loves to feel this or that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's easy to get in there. And then once you're in there, that's the breakdown.
Yeah.
You start giving them all this other shit.
Right.
And it's easy.
Yeah, because these people do this for a living. Like
absolutely.
I saw an interview with a guy that works for the CIA, and someone interviewed him and said, well, how do you lie about what you do? Or how do you, he's like, no, you don't lie. You just believe it. You just compartmentalize your true self.
Yeah.
And then you just know it's just part that they're trained specifically to break people down and understand how they work or like fool people.
Yeah.
You can't compete with that. I didn't go to that college. You know. I can't afford the student loans on that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's simple. I mean, the mind is very fragile.
Yeah.
Especially when you blast it this past couple of years.
Yeah.
Especially when you blast it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, just think about the blasting with the internet over the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Right, no one had anything else to do. All we had was the internet.
Yeah.
So you see all these people, I noticed it just on social media, picking sides, getting angry. I fell into it.
Yeah, we all did.
We all did. Yeah. But then the hardest thing is once you get someone in there, the hardest thing is to change their mind on anything else unless you're willing to be like step back and look at stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But the hardest part is it's easy to make you convince something, but it's even harder to make you unconvinced.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
One.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's so crazy to think about.
So to break someone down, like you're saying, to nothing and then build them up, how are you going to change that?
And that's what people have said TikTok is. It's like China started TikTok and they're just using the algorithm to say, well, I know what we can do to break Americans down because they bought into this shit or any of that stuff. Or people talk about how Russia, everybody on Reddit and Twitter is just Russian bots just trying to separate us, which I would not doubt.
No, I mean, it's very simple. Like, because the algorithms, everything, you're getting what you're used to looking at instead of being the objective.
Mm-hmm.
So, but thank God those people, there are some people who can look at, oh, I got this. But also, let me see, you know, those learners, I would say, are the ones that are expanding that you can't really hone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just looking at this.
Yes.
I'm also looking at the other side because I need both sides. But those people's like, oh, I just want my side of things. They're very easy to manipulate or change minds or get angered.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, just think about the whole pandemic shit. Like, we should be happy we're out.
Yeah. Out-ish.
Right? Just out-ish.
Yeah.
But free.
Yeah.
Right.
But now people are more angry than ever.
Yeah. It's insane.
There's so much more hate. Mm-hmm. There's all these other things. And that's easy because once the mind's broken down, now we can boom, take them this way, take them this way.
Yeah, and with the internet, and now with deep fakes, and now with AI generated art, which is
sentence,
like
sentence, what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck. Yeah,
we're screwed, dude. I'm taking a green pill. I'm going back.
I just looked Katy Perry, who's allegedly one of these kittens. Her net worth is $330 million.
Weak.
But here's my question: if she's made $330 million for herself,
how much
has she made for whatever studio quote unquote owns her? A billion, right? Yeah. At least a billion.
She's getting this. She's getting the genius bit of that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If that's right, the thing that.
By the way, if anyone wants to hire me, and put me on it. I mean, take what you need. Yeah.
Give me 300. Do for 1 million.
Yeah. I think that the commodification of talented musically, young women acting, those things, and it probably happens to young males as well, but to a less extent or less reported extent.
Menudo.
Right?
I'm hungry. Menudo, I'm mucho, and I'm hungry.
Milli Vanilli. Menudo, any M band from the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's probably some of these boy bands, it's probably.
Absolutely.
But I think that all of that, and I think what happened with Anne Heche is whether that's true or whether she thought it was true, she slowly in her life's mission was like, I'm going to find a way to let people know what's going on. Mm. And whether it's true or not, at the end of her life, she thought they were out to kill her.
Yeah.
And that makes so much more sense to me than that she was hopped up on drugs which have never come out in the toxicology reports because they're basically like, we're done. She died of smoke inhalation.
But it's going to open back up. There's no way
somebody's going to do a Netflix and they're going to make money off her still. Right? Probably the people that killed her will. And they'll point fingers at themselves to throw people off the scent and say, why would they do that to themselves? Because that's what they do. I think
that's true.
I think that there's something, I think there is a level of trafficking. It certainly involves sex to agree, but it could just involve this young lady is worth $1 billion+ to this, to Walt Disney or to Nickelodeon.
Right.
I don't like that shit. That's my final thought.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay. That's your final thought. My final thought is, like Mello said, we've been at home. We've been on the internet, and someone with Anne Heche, she's got so many people. She probably has more people she can find on the internet that hate her than the ones that love her. So what does that do to a person's psyche? You may act quote unquote crazy. I've acted crazy just from one YouTube comment. I can't imagine what people are like. Yeah. Volcano was not a good movie. And she's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So there's the level of pressure that brings that makes you crazy. Clearly it affected her, and I don't know what drove her to that, but there's a lot of wild speculation. Here's what I don't understand. With that whole Weinstein thing, people spoke out very publicly about that, and it took him down. Why do people think that someone like Anne Heche can't speak out? And maybe the government's just a much bigger entity than one man that kept movies, you know? Maybe it's just there's a difference, you know?
I think, honestly, he was the fall guy. For a way bigger.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, as big as he was in Hollywood, he's still minor to the people that were way above.
Sure. Yeah.
So we need a fall guy. This is the dude.
Right.
He probably said something wrong one time.
Sloppy. He got sloppy.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, you know what? Shit, for sure.
Because one thing about power, when people get addicted to it, they get sloppy.
Oh, right.
And then that's when everyone else be like, yo, don't bring that shit on my shine. Mm-hmm. Take this guy out now.
Right.
Because the most powerful people we can think of, there's people way more powerful.
We don't even know their names.
No, why would we?
Right. And Weinstein's name had been bandied about, even publicly, with
Courtney Love. Courtney Love in the 90s.
People were just, so people kind of knew that he was.
Yeah, I mean, so it was around before it was out.
I mean, and I'm not saying he didn't deserve to be sacrificed.
No, he was a big old piece of
shit. But they were like, we got to throw some blood to the wolves here.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense.
We got a piece of meat, throw it out there, they'll chew on it, and then they'll forget about everything else.
Yeah, which is unfortunately how we work, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But you know, if part of this whole program is let's keep them traumatized, right? We'll take traumatized girls, we'll keep traumatizing them, and we'll keep drugging them. So if they ever do come around, it's so fractured and fucked up in their head that our lawyers can just be like,
yeah.
Well, weren't you like addicted to painkillers at this time? Yeah. They're like, well, not by my own will. And they're like, really?
Sure. So or it's like how everyone like advocated. Yeah. Everyone advocated for Britney Spears to be, you know, out of this conservatorship. But then the minute she started talking, once she was out, people were like, oh, maybe we made a mistake.
She's, yeah, right. She's, no.
Doesn't sound stable. We should have, you know.
But then they can also blame that on her parents.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So it's there's always a scapegoats.
Right. Yeah.
No matter how. No matter how big the shit gets, there's always an escape goal because there's always someone above somebody.
True.
Seems like we just, well.
What?
I was going to say, we should just screw Hollywood. Then I'm like, I'm not going to stop.
No. I mean, but. No, I like a movie.
I like a good
movie. I like a movie. Yeah. I like watching stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, this is a conversation I had with, we've had before on the pod, but someone tweeted recently about this, Brent, who's been a guest on this pod. Some quote he heard that, we have this perception that good art is only created through pain. Mm. And we've mentioned this before. It's like, would we give up all the great music and great art in the world if it meant that people didn't have to suffer? And I don't think people would because they love art too much.
Yeah.
Right. So it's going back to like, well, I love a movie. It's like, well, what brought that movie into your house? And or like, what is how we buy shoes from Nike or we buy shoes for like Coca-Cola or we buy chocolate from Nestle. It's like, but I really like my chocolate. I'm not going to give up. So sorry about your life that you went through that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like Kanye, right? Everyone's like, Kanye fucking nuts. Mm. But then he says shit that I hear and I'm just like, is he though?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, because he was talking about everyone said he turned it back on the culture. He's like, absolutely.
Right.
Because our culture is stuck on buying chains. Mm-hmm. Buying all the stuff. We want material shit, but then we don't think about owning land. You know, all these things. Right, and I'm like, how can you disagree with
it? It's modern day slavery. It is. It's like.
But then, he's like, you know, our mindset is trapped.
Yeah.
Which I agree with, you know, 100%. Yeah. But also the fact that people are out there trying to be like, oh, Kanye crazy. Is he though?
No, he's just speaking truth to power. But he also is. He is bipolar.
Medically. No, he is. But it's like,
so he's a genius, but he's also speaking truth to the power that, which I think people don't like.
Think it's how he presents stuff, like anything.
Yeah.
Like it's how you present things. Mm-hmm. Like in my comedy, I don't present things so harsh. I spoon feed.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Right.
Absolutely. You want to sip of this?
Yeah, yeah.
You're racist.
That's right. You're racist. Yeah. Yes.
And I'm deep throating the spoon. I'm in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
But no, it's those little things, but it's so easy to make someone look crazy than to look.
Especially nowadays with just sound bites. Oh my there's God. Times when there was something Justin said the other day, and I was like, you could take that out and be like, wow, this is a crazy ass podcast. And it's just, it's completely
and
normal.
That's a scary thing with the sentience and all this.
Yeah, other. No, right.
Like, they can take anything I said tonight.
Yeah.
Recreate it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd be like, dang, Melo said he don't like black folk.
That's crazy.
I don't even remember saying black folk, but I just said
you
it.
You said it?
So I said it twice just now. So they're going to like, hate black folk.
It shows, like you said, the fragility of the human mind and how it's constantly being bombarded. I mean, in some degree, we're all part of like an MK Ultra project.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it happens so fast with the internet. Like with the books, you can at least put it down and not get brainwashed for a little bit.
Once the internet started, everyone's like, this is a great thing, but there's always someone manipulating every good thing that's done in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuclear. Oh man, this is great. Oh, let's make a bomb out of it.
Yeah.
The wheel. Oh man, this is great. Run over that bitch. She stole my, she stole my soda. That's right.
Totally.
You know, so with everything, there's always a negative. There's positive. Yin.
Yin and yang. Yin, yang.
Old,
where do I see that dick? Where do you see my dick? Yin and Yang. Oh, is that Yin Yang? They're Yin Yangs.
And they're twins.
Those but they're not Yin. Those and panda yang. Bears from the zoo? Is that what they're called?
That's pandas.
When?
I don't know.
This has been a real blast, man.
I've had a good time.
It always is.
Yeah.
Hanging with you fellas.
What about our listeners? Can they find or follow you on the socials?
Yeah, definitely hit me up on Mike Mello, M-E-L-L-O, Miller on IG. And Michael Miller, my gub name on Facebook.
It's great. Your IG is great. I love following you. Thanks for listening. This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. Still Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Mike Mello.
Peace.